We're up to summer days on the days. Top of the dot. Tanya ben Azay Omer, I'll call Mishkav Shchav, Chutz Min HaKarka. I'll call Moshev Shev, Chutz Min HaKora. You can sit on everything, but don't sit directly on the ground. And sit on anything that's elevated and not on a beam, because you may fall off. Omer Shmuel, Shina Ba'amud HaShachar, Ki Istim of the Parzim. If you sleep at Amud HaShachar, so it's like an awl, tool that's used for fashioning iron, it's very very effective to sleep in the, to sleep by Amud HaShachar. Yitzia Ba'amud HaShachar, Ki Istim of the Parzim. Same thing, relieving yourself at Amud HaShachar is also a very positive thing. Bar Kapora having Nizmin Mile Bedinre. Bar Kapora used to sell words, advice, used to give advice. Adekofnas Echol, right, when you're hungry, eat, don't put it off. Adetzochishti, when you're thirsty, drink. Aderischa Kidricha Shvoch, when before your pot boils over, spill it out, meaning when you have to go to the bathroom, don't delay. Karna Karyi Baromi Bar Mazbin Te'eni Davuch Zot. If you hear a chauffeur blowing in Rome that says that, you know, somebody's announcing that it's time to sell what's it called, Te'enim, figs, so somebody who sells his father sells figs, he's not available to sell it, the son should go and sell the figs. Amar Lehu Abaye L'Rabbana Kiailisu Bishvile de Mechuza, Lemetak de Bechakla, Loserzu Lolahakis of Lolahakis. So when you walk in the small pathways of Mechuza, and you go out into the fields, don't look on either side. Dilma Yasti Nashi Vlav Orechara, because there are women sitting on the sides of the road there, Vlav Orechara is Takulebu. It's not proper to look at them. Rashi. I'll call Moshev Shev Chutzman Akorah Shematipo. Sit on anything, but don't sit on a beam, because you may fall off. Kiistam la parzala at sayer balaz. Shemor la barzal tachmor la goof yitzia la hiponos. So too, it's as good as I think it's an awl is good for fashioning metal. So too, relieving yourself without delaying is a good thing for the body. Adikofna sechol shim tisha tavor mimchot tayves amaychol. If you wait, when you're hungry, eat, because otherwise you may lose your appetite. They ain't hamaychol noel, then it won't help. If you eat when you have an appetite, it's more healthy. Ad derischa kedarcha shvoch, kol dem shetitzdanim. Before the pot cools down, pour it out. Marshal huzek shatetzorech limikodecha shvoch val tisha osa. When you have to go to the bathroom, right? So do it. Don't wait. Karna karya baromi im tishma kol keren baromi. If you hear that something is now a good time to sell, don't delay. If your father is a fig dealer and he's not home, so you sell his figs while there's still buyers. There's small pathways that lead to the fields. Okay. And obviously all these things have a lot deeper meanings than just what it seems on the surface. Rav Safra Ola Beis HaKisei. Rav Safra was in the bathroom. Asa Rabbi Abba Nochar Le'Abba. Rav Abba came and he grunted, made some noises to see if anybody was there. Omar Leish, Rav Safra said to Rav Abba, Le'ol Mar, come in. Basar de Nafak, right, when he went out of the bathroom, Omar Le'at Hashlo Ailis Le'Seir, until now you didn't go to Seir, which is, Rashi says, Rome. And you learned from the Romans, who were not much Bali Derech Eretz. So in the back, that others say Seir, the Be'er Sheva says is Yishmaelim, who live in Eretz Israel. They're compared to a Seir, and the Arabs didn't have too much Derech Eretz. So you went to Seir, you never went to Seir, but you know how to act like them. You don't have any Derech Eretz. This Hachi Tznan, Medura Haisasham, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a bonfire that they used to keep the Kohanim warm. The Beis HaKisei shall covet. And there's also a, what's it called, the Beis HaKisei, down underneath the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim would go when they had to relieve themselves. Why was it called Beis HaKiseh Shel Kavod? What was the Kavod? Matzo no biyadua she'eish shamadam. If you found it locked, you knew somebody was there. Matzo pasuach biyadua she'eish shamadam. And if you found it open, you knew that nobody was there. Alma lav orech aravu. Right? And meaning that there was a sign to know if somebody was there or not, because it's improper, this is the way Rashi learns here, that to speak when you're in the bathroom. So they couldn't tell, couldn't say if somebody was there. So in order that nobody should have to say if they're there, if the door was locked, you knew somebody was there. So who saw her? What did Rav Safra think? Why did he answer him and say, Lay Omar? Why did he speak to him when he was in the bathroom? Why did he talk? Saver Misukenu. He thought that that nobody would be grunting to come in unless they were in danger, meaning that they really had to go. And they couldn't delay. The Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Amud Hachozer maybe it's Adam they had broken. Silon Hachozer maybe it's Adam they rerocked. Once a person starts to go to the bathroom, if he holds it back, it brings him to sickness. Either if he holds back going defecating, and it brings him to Adroken, and if he holds back urinating, it brings him back. It brings him to Yeroko, another kind of disease. Rashi. Nochar lay above, lay the Yesham Adam, Nochar Toshir Blas. He grunted, he made a noise to see if somebody was there. Omar lay Rab Abalar of Safra, I can lo eyeless the Seir, Shainam Tsnun Vesakise. In Seir, the Romans or the Yishmoelim are not Tsnun Vesakise. They go Martelachamili de Seir, Shain Chatsanu, you're also not Sanua. Lav Hochi Tsnan the Seches Tamid, Midora Hysasham, Baazora, Hesek Godel Shal Or. Lischamim shama kohanim, and misichim raglayim bevei sakise, tzrichim tvila. It is not meseches yoma, kol anesuch raglav tzon tvila. You go to the bathroom in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to then go to be tovel. The Beis HaKiseh, this was the Beis HaMokad, it was a place in the Azorah where they had this big fire, and from there were steps that went down to the Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaTvila. The Beis HaKiseh shall cover, alma e mesapra Beis HaKiseh. You see, you don't talk. The at omas leil mar, and you said, come in. Right, you're not supposed to talk in the bathroom. But who sover of Safra? Shemaher lom, shemir lomer leolmar. Why did he talk a talk? Sover misukenu. Ba'amud hachozer yoshiv leachor of the azur ha'amud. He thought that the person who was at the door looking to get into the bathroom was in a matz of a sakana. They had to get in right away, otherwise he'd come to sakana and get sick. Hadroken kresot sover. Hadroken is where your belly swells up. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Lazar, all the Beis HaKiseh, Asa hu parsa dachke. What's it called? Rabbi Lazar went into the bathroom, and a Persian came, and he started to force his way in. Come, Rabbi Lazar, v'nofak. And so Rabbi Lazar got up, and he left the bathroom, and he let the Persian in. Asa darkona shamti lekarkesheh. So kind of snake came, and that was there, that we said before, that the snakes hang around the Beis HaKiseh, and it pulled out his intestines. Korei Rebbe Lezer, v'etein Adam tachtecha. So Rebbe Lezer said, you see, he took my place. Atikrei Adam ela Edom. Right? So here, Parsa, what's it called, doesn't necessarily mean a Persian, but it was a euphemism that they used to mean really an Edomi. So you had somebody take your place. A goy took your place. This was supposed to happen to you. The Ravon Shalom took him instead. Kirashi, Darkona Nocha Shanti Lekarkeshe Chalchole Shahare Yotzibo Shikorin Tabchay. This is the end of the intestine. Right, that where a person where what he has to go comes out from that end of the intestines. Right. The Omar lahorgicha v'sochei solecha v'Omar v'Amarti miboya. Right. So here it's talking about the next what's it called? It says the Omar lahorgicha. It should say v'Amarti lahorgicha. Right. Miboyale. So what's the pasuk talking about? Vatochas v'chasti miboyele. It's all talking the first person. Right? Ravonishim's talking. What's vatochas? Omer v'lazer. Omer lo David l'shol. Right? David HaMelech says to Shol, right? I would have killed you. Right? When he came into the Mara where he was going to the bathroom, David came in. He could have killed Shol, who was Rodeth. He was trying to kill him.
And instead, he just cut off a corner of his garment to let him know that he could have killed him and that he's not interested in killing him, that Shaul shouldn't think that he's threatened by David. That's why he was trying to kill him. So David told Shaul, V'omar lehargicha v'tochas alecha. Right? He should have said, V'omarti, I could have killed you, and chasti alecha, and I had rachmanis on you. Why is he speaking the third person, right, as if it's not him? So he says, Omar Rav Elazar, Omar lo David l'shol, min ha-Torah ben harigata. If I wanted to, I had a right to kill you. You're a rodeh. You're trying to kill me, right? Shari rodeh fata. Ha-Torah omra bo lo hargicha hashkim lehargo. I didn't have rachmanis on you, but the tznius that you had on the Beis HaKisa that I saw, that was what gave me rachmanis on you. Shaul went al gidros hatzon al haderech, and there was a cave. Right, so tana gedroth min gedroth. He went there was a fence and another fence. That's why it says gidros hatzon in the plural. There was one fence and then another fence. Ma'ara lifnimi mora, and a cave and another cave inside. And that's where he went to the bathroom. He didn't go, he could have gone behind the fence, he could have gone behind the second fence, he could have gone in the cave, could have gone, and he dafka went into the second cave. So be extra tzonua. Lahaseich. And then when he was in the bathroom, he covered himself over like a sukkah to see that he didn't expose himself more than necessary. So David said, it's not me who wanted to kill you. The Torah gave me permission to kill you. So it's as if it's not me doing it. I'm not doing it because I want to do it. I'm doing it because the Torah told me to kill you because you're a rodeh. But still, I had rachmanis, not because I had rachmanis, but because you deserved rachmanis because you're such so tzandua. Rashi, the Omar lehargicha v'toches alecha. David Omar leShaul tach kein b'tzeso min hamara. This is what David said to Shaul when he left the cave. She nichnas bal defanos. Shaul went in to go to the bathroom. The chorus David is knaf ni'ilo, and David cut off the corner of his beged. The Omar lehargicha kodesh baruch hu hitir li lehargicha. The Rebbeinu gave me permission to kill you. Hatora Omra in b'machteres imotzei aganav u'kvar pirashnu l'malu b'maisid Reb Shila. The Torah says that if somebody breaks into your house at night, so you're allowed to kill him, because he knows that he's coming to take your money, and if you catch him, you're not going to give it up easily, and therefore he's coming to kill you, but you shouldn't kill him. So the halacha is, therefore, he's coming as a rodeh if you're allowed to kill him. Tznio shira isibacha, shenichnas lema'ora b'shvil hatznea, the Afshon Noag Sneas Kemfarish Ozel. Not only did you go into the Ma'ara to be extra Tzanua, when you were there you were Tzanua. Shesichich Raglav did God of Kesukah. He covered himself with his clothing like a sukkah. Okay. By Yochum David, by Yichros is Knath HaMe'il Asher L'Shol. Right? The Lat Omer Rav Yosef Rav Chinev Kol Mavazes HaBegodim Belat Asher L'Shol Belat, which he cut off quietly or secretly, right? So David cut off a corner of Shaul's beged, quietly or secretly, that Shaul later should realize that he could have killed him. So he'll maybe have harat of thinking that David's trying to kill him, and he could have killed him, he didn't kill him. So Amar Rav Yosef Ruchanina called him a vazes habegadim sof eno nehena mehen. Somebody insults clothing, like David did. He cut up Shaul's clothing, even though he had a reason to do it. But Lamaisa, Mida Kineged Mida, if you insult the clothing, eventually you won't have any enjoyment from the clothing. Shenemar, the Hamelech David Zokin Boba Yomim, Vayichasu, Bigodim Velo Yechamlo. David Hamelech was old, and in the end, they covered him with clothing, and the clothing didn't heat him up. Mashma, if they would have put something else on, it would have given him heat. But clothing not. Rashi, Im Hashem Esis, because in the end, now we're speaking about David already, so we're speaking about another thing that happened with David. Right? So another pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Im Hashem Esis Chabi, what's the next word here? Yerach? Yeah, okay. Yerach, Yorach Mincha. So, of a second, yeah. So what's it called? What happened, David HaMelech tells Shaul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, incited you against me. Omer Regalazar, Omer Leakurish Baruch with David, Mesis Korisali, you're telling me I'm an insider? I incited Shaul against you? Right? You're telling Shaul that God incited you against me? Right? As if they called the Rabban from Mesis? Harayani Machshilcha Bedever, Bedover Shafil Kinoko Shobes Rabban Yodin, also. I'm going to make you make a mistake in something even children know. And then you want me to connect me? You called me an insider, a Mesis? We'll see what kind of Mesis I am. I'm going to make you do something wrong that even children know is wrong. Deceive. Kisisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael of kudehem. V'nosnu ish kofer nafsho. Torah says clearly that when you count b'nei Yisrael, so you can't count them directly. They give a machzah shekel, and you count the machzah shekel. Miyad v'yamot sotn al Yisrael. The sotn came against Klal Yisrael. Deceive. V'yosus es David bohem leimor. Leich b'nei Yisrael. And the Satan put this idea in David's head to count B'nai Yisrael. The Kivin de Maninu lo shokel mineo kofer. David made a mistake, and he counted them directly. He didn't take Masa Shekel. And there's all different Perushim, the Rishonim, the Ramban, or whatever, what David's mistake was. Why he thought that's only there in the Midbar, after the Chet HaEgel, they needed the Kapar, it wasn't something that was a mitzvah of Doros. Or there were other possibilities also, where if you count them only Shalol de Tzorech, then there's what's it called an Indian to take kofar, but if you count on the Tzorah, there's no need. Whatever. There was a reason David HaMelech thought he was doing the right thing, but the Maisi was wrong. And because David HaMelech counted B'nai Yisrael without being proper, and that's what's it called, a negev comes from counting Shalom Kedin. So there was a dever. Mehaboker, the ad ace moed, my ace moed, the dever lasted from the morning till ace moed, my ace moed. Omer Shmuel Saba, Chasneid Rabbi Chanina, Mishmeid Rabbi Chanina, Mishash Shchita Satomid, Hashash Rikosa. The dever lasted from the time that you start to shech the Korban Atomid till the time that you what's it called, the sprinkle of blood. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ad Chatzos Mamish, till Chatzos. Till the end of the Zman of the Korban Atomid. That's Eish Moed. Till the end of the whole time that you can bring the Korban Atomid. See Rashi? No Rashi. Let's go on. Can we skip something here? Rashi has this the opposite order. No, sorry. Okay, let's go on. Vayomer leMalach haMashchis ba'am Rav. So the Malach, the Bamishol said to the Malach haMashchis ba'am Rav, to the what's it called, that he was destroying a lot of people. But it should say ba'am Harbe. Why is Rav? Omer Rav Elazar, Omer LeAkadosh Baruch Hu leMalach Tuli Rav Shebohem. Instead of taking a lot in quantity, right, take one important person, and he'll be a kapara for everybody else. Sheyesh bo liforim mehem kama chovos ba'oso shom, neis Avishai ben Tzruya died, sheshokol keruba shol Sanhedrin. And then his death was mechaper on David HaMelech and on Klal Yisrael, who both need a kapara. V'hashchis roa Hashem v'yinochim. The Rabban Hashem, when this destruction was done, the Rabban Hashem saw, and he was menachem. He what's it called? He had charata, not charata, but he that then the onish was finished. My roa. What did the Rabban Hashem see that finished the necessity for an onish by Klal Yisrael and by David? Omar Rav roa Yaakov Avinu. He saw the schus of Yaakov Avinu. Yisiv ayomer Yaakov kashir ra'om. So they have a place where Yaakov Avinu said Ra'am, and that's Ra'ah Hashem is similar to that. So we learn from there that the schus of Yaakov Avinu is what saved him. The Marsha says, why dafka Yaakov Avinu? Because the Rabban Shalom, it says that the Rabban Shalom put the tzura of Yaakov Avinu in his Kisei HaKavod. So that's what he saw. He looked at the Kisei HaKavod, he saw the tzura of Yaakov Avinu, and the Klal Yisrael, what's it called, are represented by Yaakov, he had Rachmanis on them. Ushmuel Omar, this is a little bit more than our show. He says, what's it called, that the Rabban Shalom promised Yaakov Avinu right, that he would always protect him, and that promise went on to his children also. Right, and therefore, what's it called, the Shmira from the Satan came in the Schus of Yaakov Avinu. Shmuel Amar Afro Shel Yitzhakra. He saw the Afer of Yitzchak, meaning the Afer of the Seh, that the Isle that was brought in place of Yitzchak Avinu. So that Afer is always Munach before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees that, and by the Akedah it also says, the Rebbe Shem promised Avram Avinu, Ki Vorecha Vorechecha, Harba Arbe Zarecha, so where there's an idea of Klal Yisrael being decimated, that Schus stands for that. Shenemer Elokim Yireh Lo Haseh. So here we find also the Rebbe Shem sees the Seh, that over here it says he saw the same idea. Rav Yitzchak Nachomer Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw the Kesef Kippurim that they gave in the Midbar. There, they didn't really need that protection. They were, even though after the Chet HaEgel, they did Gan Shuva, but the Rav Yitzchak took that protection for the future. So he saw the Kesef HaKippurim they gave in the Midbar, and that protected them even now in the time of David. Shenemer V'lachachtas Kesef HaKippurim Eish B'nei Yisrael. Rav Yochanan Rav Beis HaMikdash Ra. He saw the Beis HaMikdash. Yechsiv, even though the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, but he saw the potential for the Beis HaMikdash, you see, Bahar Hashem Yiro'eh, right, which was already from the time of Avram Avinu, that was already a protection for them. Pligi Bar Yaakov Bar Idi Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Chadomer Kesef HaKippurim, and here we have also a similar machlokas between Rav Yaakov Bar Idi and Shmuel Bar Nachmani, what the Rav Shmuel saw that was the schus that Klal Yisrael had that this Magefa should stop. They deserve to be punished, but what was the schus that they deserve not to be punished too much? Either Kesef HaKippurim Ra, the Chadom Rebeis HaMikdash Ra, or Mestabra, Kamandom Rebeis HaMikdash Ra, Shenem Rasher Ye Omer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yiro'eh. See that that schus lasts even till today. So the schus of the Beis HaMikdash was, what's it called, was the schus that they had that stopped the plague at that time. Okay, Rashi. Uvahashchis. Sheyesh bo lekora kama, sheyesh b'misoso kedei lechaper al kama avonos. To take an important person from them. And one of the reasons is that then they're shocked and they do tshuva. Right? They realize they lost an important person and they mourn for him and they're masked in him and they do tshuva, so then that's the death of an important person can be a siba for tshuva and for kapara. Vahashkis ro Hashem vayinachin mikruhu ba'osu parashim b'divrei ayom, which speaks about the fact that the Rebbe stopped the plague. It was a very short-lived plague and he stopped because he saw something. Kesef HaKippurim Ra, Shenosen B'Minyan Rishon Shal Yisrael, L'Mishkan, V'Hu Kippur Al Minyan Zeh. That first shkolin that they gave in the first counting of Klal Yisrael, its chus remained till then, till the time of David. Shar L'Zikaron Nosen, because it was given as a remembrance. D'chsi, V'Hoyil Bnei Yisrael L'Zikaron L'Chaper. The Akshav Hutzrachu Kaparoso. It wasn't only Mechaper then. It was a future Kapara too. Could be the idea is that says that every Puranios that comes on Klal Yisrael, part of it is the Chet HaEgel. And this was to Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel, and it was not only to be for that moment, but since the remnants of the Chet HaEgel exist in every generation, so that Kapara had to exist in every generation. And even what David did had part of it the Chet HaEgel, so Mela, the Zikaron of that Kapara helped even in the time of David HaMelech. Okay, let's go on. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says a person is not allowed to come up to Harabayis with his stick. The Shaila, what that means, if it's a stick that you walk with, or only a stick you carry for COVID, right, or a stick that you use to, what's it called, for your sheep, right? Is it dafka, a stick that's not for COVID, or even a person has a, you know, what's it called, a silver cane. Right, so with some hold that it's only a stick that's not derech kavod, and some hold that there's no kavod lifnei Hashem. You to walk up with a silver cane in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, who do you think you are? So it's any kind of stick, unless it's something you need to walk with, like a blind person or a lame person. There it could be that's mutter, because that's the shul. Moshe Fein says a shayla about a guy bring a seeing eye dog into shul. So since the person needs it or whatever, it's not a design to the shul to bring a seeing eye dog in. Same thing over here. If you need the stick to walk with, it's not a design to bring it up to Harabayis. Naikapandria, it also says you can't make the Mokum HaMikdash a Kapandria. That applies also to a shul, right? So what is Kapandria? Omar Rava Kapandria Kishma. It has the connotation of what it sounds like. Rav Chana bar Adam Mishmed Rav Sama Bered Rav Mori Omar Kemanda Omar Inish. So what is the meaning of the word? Adam Makifna Idri Eil Baha. Right? Instead of having to go all the way around the rows, I'll go in here. Shortcut. So Kapandri means a shortcut, and it's a shortened version of the phrase Adam Makifna Idri. Instead of me going all the way around the rows, I'll go in over here, take a shortcut. Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, Amanash Lola Soso Kapandri. If you walk into shul without intention of making it a shortcut, you go to Davin. And then you want to leave by a different door, which will be shorter for you to get home. Right? You come in one door, and if you would come in that door and walk out the other door, you made a shortcut to your house. But you didn't go into the shul to make a shortcut to your house. You went into the shul to daven. Now you want to leave. You don't have to leave and walk around and go the long way. You can leave and go the short way. Mutter lasoso kapandri. Rav Avo Omar, im hoya shvil meikaro mutter. Another thing, the shul was built on the place where there was a path that people used to walk through that path, and now they built the shul, you can't walk through the path anymore. So now you walk through one door, walk through the other, leaves. If you walk on that path, that's also mutter. Because the shul took the place of the path. So you're not going into the shul to use it as a kapandri, or you're walking on the path that you used to walk, happens to be the shul is there. Omer Rav Chelbo, Omer Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Lishpalel, Mutter Lasoso Kapandria, Shenem Rebavo Amoros, Efnei Hashem B'Moadim. Same idea as we had before. If you don't go in, not for the sake of El Kapandri, you go to Davin. And then you want to leave a different way, so it's a shorter way than you would have had to go if you hadn't been davening, you're allowed to do that. Rashi. Kishma, kimashma, perushma. Name means the meaning of the word is what it is. If you look at the word, you'll see what kapandria is. Adamakifna idri eil baha. Ba'ochani makif kol shuro sabatim. Instead of me going around all the rows of houses, halalu, ekoneskan, the concert, I'll go through here, and that's a shortcut. Idri is shuros. Idri means a rose. Kapandria, Tria Balas. Yes, that means a shortcut. Meikara Kodem Shinivne, although Besaknesis, if before the shul was built there was a path, and people used to use that path, and now the shul was built over the path, then you're allowed to still go through the shul and to make a shortcut. Okay, let's go on. Kika Mikal Vachomer, the Mishnah says that you can't spit in a shul from a kal v'chomer. Omer Abbeibay, Omer Ab Yeshua ben Levi, kol harokik b'harabayis. This we're talking, Rukik over here is talking in harabayis. Anybody who spits on harabayis is manazeh, even though today there's no place to make that. But if you go up to harabayis and you spit, ki'ilu rokik b'baseinu, it's like you're spitting in your eye, meaning you're spitting in God's eye. It says your eye, because derech kovet. Shenemar, v'hoya eini v'libi shom. The Rosh says, even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, my heart and my eyes are there. So if you spit on Harabais, like you're spitting in God's eye. Omar Rava, Rekiko Beis HaKnesses Shari. You're allowed to spit in shul. Midi Dehavi Aminah, just like you're allowed to wear shoes. Right? Even though you're not allowed to wear shoes on Harabais, you're allowed to wear them in shul. So you're allowed to spit also in shul, just like you're, even though you're not allowed to spit on Harabais, that's more common. But in shul, you're allowed to spit. Maminal Baharabayas Osir Vesaknesis Mutter. Just like shoes you're allowed to wear in what's it called in shul, even though you're not allowed to wear them on Harabayas. Afrikika Baharabayas Uda Osir Vesaknesis Shori. Even though you're not allowed to spit on Harabayas, you're allowed to spit in a shul. Right? In those days, it was common to have places where they would spit. Right? It was Derech Eretz like that. They used to have even spittoons, things in the house where you would spit into them, right, publicly. So it wasn't considered a bezoyin to spit. There's manazeh, but we don't spit in our houses either, so it's not proper to spit in shul either. Some have the meaning of spitting when you say, Shem ishtachvin v'hevel v'rik, by Oleinu, it says the Arizal said you shouldn't do that, but there are minhagim that since you're doing it, it's Bordan Shechomar, since you're doing it, the kvod Hashem, So there's not, and there's the etzem, nothing wrong with spitting in shul. You can do that. You should cover it over with your foot immediately. Omar le Rapapa le Rava, the Amri le Ravina le Rava, the Amri le Rava Adabar Masna le Rava, Adi Yolet mi Menal, Nelet mi Kapandria. The Chara, we know that you're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut, just like you're not allowed to use Harabayas as a shortcut. Right? So that we do learn from Harabayas, that the same halach is by a shul. You're allowed to wear shoes in a shul, even though you're not allowed to wear shoes in Harabayas. So now, we have something that applies equally to a shul in Harabayas, that's Kapandria. We have something that doesn't equal Harabayas in a shul, that's wearing shoes. So now we have to learn spitting. Why do we learn spitting from shoes, that you're allowed to do it in a shul? Why don't we learn spitting from shortcut, that you're not allowed to do it in a shul? Right? We have certain things where the same halach applies to Harabayas and to shul, certain things where the halachas don't apply. Why not learn spitting that it does apply rather than it doesn't apply? Neilat mikapandria, omer le, tana yolat minau, the at omeras mikapandria. Right? The Tana says that you learn it from minau and not from kapandria. Mahi, the Tanya, the Brisa says, lo yikanis odem larabayis, lo b'machlo shabiyodo, can't go in with your walk, with your stick, velo b'minau shabaraglo, not with your shoes, velo b'mos hatsurim lo b'sadino, and not with your money belt, uve pundoso, mufshelis lachorav. Some say pundoso means your money belt. It's also kind of money belt. It's not a thing to wear, what you call a money belt. Money you're allowed to bring up to Harabayas. There's plenty of Mishnayos and Brises that speak about money that's found on Harabayas, and that most of the money they brought up there was chulin. Right? It's a question of it's meiser or if it's chulin. So obviously they brought money up to Harabayas. It says you have to bring it up in your pocket, hidden, right? But not in a money belt. That already doesn't look nice. You don't bring it in your big purse or whatever. But the money you can bring up. The money's not a problem. It's the money belt that's a problem. Pundoso, some say, is another kind of money belt. And others say that it means an undershirt. Shouldn't go up with undershirts. Should wear a kavadika shirt, not go with your underwear into Harabayas. Not that you shouldn't wear underwear. It means you shouldn't only wear underwear. Velo yasena kapandria, right? And you shouldn't use the Harabayas as a shortcut. Urekika mikal v'chomer, right? Mimenal. And what's it called? And surely you're not allowed to spit on Harabayas. That's a kal v'chomer from shoes. If you can't wear shoes on Harabayas, you're surely not allowed to spit on Harabayas. Uma menal shein bo derech bezayin. Wearing shoes is not a bezayin, right? It's just more covered to go without the shoe. Amra Torah shal malecha mi'areglecha. Still, the Torah said in a makom kodesh, you don't go with shoes. Rekika she derech b'zayin l'kol shekein. So spitting surely is derech b'zayin. You're surely not allowed to do that on Harabayas. But since we learn rekika from shoes, so we know you're allowed to wear shoes in shul, so you're allowed to spit also in shul. L'kol shekein. Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer enot zorech. Hari Omer kein lovo el shar hamelech bilvusak. Right? You don't need this kal v'chomer from shoes. You can learn from another thing. It says you're not, it's not proper to go bilvush sak, right, in l'fnei hamelech. V'alo dvorin kal v'chomer. U'mas sak she'eno mos l'fnei boser v'dam. A sak doesn't disgust people if they see somebody wearing sackcloth. Still, it's also to go to Harabayas with sackcloth. Right? Rekika she'hi mu'us l'fnei melech malchi amlochim l'kol shekein. Right? Rekika she'hi mu'usa. But spitting is something discussed people. Surely in front of the Rabban Shalom, you don't spit. I mean to say that maybe you should be machmer in both. Shouldn't wear shoes either in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay. The aim of Harabayis, Lasu Menal, Leilfa Mimenal, Aval Beis HaKnesses, the Shori Mimenal, and the Yolet Mimenal, Ulaheter, Neilet Mikampandria, the Issa. Right, and I said this, both places should be the chumra. Harabayas, where you're not allowed to wear shoes, learn rekika from shoes. And in the shul, where you're allowed to wear shoes, learn rekika from kapandria. And it should be usher in both things should be usher in the shul. See Rashi. Nelech mi kapandria lisura. Learn from kapandria that just like a kapandria is usher both in Harabayas and the shul, so too, spitting is usher in what's it called in a shul too. The Slamaseches Megillah and Osin Beis HaKnesses Kapandria. Tana Yolif Rekika Mimenau. Pundaso Ezer Cholosh and Osin Bamos. Rashi says Pundaso is also a kind of money belt. The Rambam says Pundaso is an undershirt.